since a very early age, every minor event was a line on a page. But lately I've been writing in the future tense, because I can't keep up with current events. Images of gory crimes and intertwining storylines, and maybe it's a fault of mine, but I can't even follow my original script, so I stick to the scripture. Just one word is worth a million pictures. Literally, visually, I used to get so stressed, I wasted half my life on impotent protest. Better take a tip from somebody who knows best. Some information doesn't wanna be processed. My nights have been long, and my sleep has been fucked up. My dreams are playing havoc with my narrative structure. So many moments and I can't remember any of them. Haven't seen my family since the last millennium. And if life is like a movie, then it got pretty gory. I decided to delete myself from the story, and the caption on screen says 1 year later. But I'm nowhere to be seen because I killed the narrator. Making everything symmetrical, I'm checking the gas taps and anything electrical. I'm getting a slight twitch into the night shift, stranded for hours just flicking the light switch. Too many demons to contain in my right fist. It's always a tight fit and I really don't like it. Summon the psychics, section my soul. All I ever wanted was to stay in control. But you can't fuck with chaos theory. I tried it once, it cost me dearly. If a butterfly flaps its wings in Vienna, then an earthquake arrives and survives. And when a tree falls and nobody's around, you don't need to ask if it still makes a sound. Of course the shockwave still spread through the ground, and of course the vibrations will one day be found. Sound waves never disappear, the song will always echo here. I said sound waves never disappear, the song will always echo here. So I let go of all my anger and my jealousy. I write love letters, leave them in my legacy. I guarantee you'll be hearing from me later, but I'll be long gone cause I killed the narrator. And he was also a writer, and every so often we would pull an all-nighter and would read each other's stories and offer opinions. A verbal realism and magical kingdoms. We'd sit up till sunrise, would summon the spirits. I'd read his novel, well he read my lyrics. His was a story of personal history, intertwined with postmodern murder mystery. Unfinished but already a classic in progress, a study of death for the sick and the soulless. I read every chapter, engrossed and enraptured, in awe of the incredible emotions it captured. It was October of 2001, and someone really had bombed the Pentagon. I hadn't heard from my friend in a little too long, but I still read his stories and I sent him my songs. And I wrote him a letter, it got sent right back. Then I heard it been murdered in a racist attack. And that was it, that was the end of my friend. The story cut short before I ever reached the end. And this is agony now, I can't shake this protagonist. The storyteller's dead and I don't think I can handle this. Psychiatric intervention, some events I'll never mention. Signaling and semaphore, I'm mixing up the metaphor. I analyze our lives under a microscope, and the fear of death has never been quite so close. Maybe one day I can face the creator, but until then I'm fucked cause they killed the narrator. When I was born, they gave me a certificate. 30 years later, when I'm really in the thick of it, the fickle little literary lyrical obituary yearly report. Got a feeling I bought just a little more time to head back to the crime scene. How am I gonna fit the timeline to the rhyme scheme? Blurring the lines between fantasy and memory, writing about people that don't even remember me. Where are my parents and the friends I grew up with? Where are all the women that I've fallen in love with? Whatever happened to unbreakable bonds? How we would take them all on for the sake of a song. So I pick up a pen and I aim for the sky. So you're writing a novel? Well, neither am I. Spent 5 years writing the words that complete me. Spent another 5 just pressing the delete key. I ran out of words and I never fucking finished what I started. Now the storytelling urges diminished. The chapters were captured by batches of catchers. The actual facts were elastic and tragically comic. I can't write anymore on it, it's all just a farce and it's not how I want it. So I put down my pen and I save it for later, cause I wanna survive while I kill the narrator. narrating my life since a very early age. Every future event is a line on a page. But lately I've been writing in the present tense, because I can't process all this past events. And there's a fine line between fiction and fantasy. I wanna write the words that reunite my family. Apparently I can't say a single fucking thing right. They don't care for my psychological insight. The story of my life is an unfinished manuscript. While I'm stuck burning both ends of the candlestick, my eyes never close, my pen never rests. I've been waiting so long to get this weight off of my chest, but I know I'll never make it to the end of my quest, cause there's 100,000 feelings that'll never be expressed. And maybe I can get used to being a less person, and maybe I can make it to the end of this verse, and maybe I can add it to the end of my to-do list. But I'm running out of life force, and I don't think I can do this anymore. I don't know what I'm writing for. I wanna be a lover, but I'm just a fucking whore. I can't cope with the constant, incessant narration. The voices in my head, I gotta leave the equation. Write it down, 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 write it down. The pain is intense, the rain is torrential. All my other records will be instrumentals. I smashed up my study and set fire to the paper. And that's my final word, cause I killed the narrator.